With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The long partial government shutdown finally over. For more than 70 days, congressional Democrats refused to fund immigration enforcement. Republicans used a procedure called budget reconciliation to get the job done. President Trump signed the bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says, here we are.
The net result of passing our reconciliation bill is that ICE and CBP are funded for 3 years, and Democrats got absolutely nothing for their political charade and shenanigans out of that.
Giving his GOP colleagues a pat on the back.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. We will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
While gas prices continue to soar, President Trump says once the Iran war has been wrapped up, they'll come down quickly. The president says despite its bluster, and the Islamic Republic is anxious to make a deal to bring the conflict to a close. Today's national average of regular gas, according to AAA, $4.39 per gallon. An accused would-be presidential assassin is not going anywhere.
A man accused of trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner with guns and knives and attempting to kill President Donald Trump has agreed to remain jailed. Cole Thomas Allen did not enter a plea during his brief appearance before a judge in Washington, D.C., but the defense left the door open to possibly pressing for Allen's release before trial in the future. Prosecutors say Allen planned his attack for weeks and tracked Trump's movements online. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on the assassination count alone. I'm Lisa DeWire.
Dow futures up 112 points, NASDAQ futures down 31. This is SRN News. Is there a revival going on among America's young adults?
Not exactly. So says Dr. George Barna, the prominent Christian poll taker who heads the Cultural Research Center. He says his numbers indicate that, quote, when it comes to the question of revival, the most optimistic view may be that Generation Z seems to be spiritually open and actively seeking. But as a generation, there currently are few signs of deep or lasting positive shifts in their biblical foundation or overall worldview. Michael Harrington reporting.
The British government has declared anti-Semitism in the UK an emergency and plans to spend millions on increasing security around Jewish sites. This follows a string of arson attacks and a double stabbing in London's Golders Green neighborhood this week. Two Jewish men were seriously injured, and a suspect has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Authorities are investigating possible links to Iranian proxies. This is SRN News. Amtrak's considering allowing people to store guns in lockboxes on most of its trains.
Critics say that would weaken security measures that instead should be strengthened in light of the shooting at last weekend's White House Correspondents Association dinner. Amtrak hasn't abandoned the proposed plan despite Saturday's attack at the Washington, D.C. event. They say the Trump administration started pushing for Amtrak to make the change months ago. Authorities say a California man traveled by rail across the country with his guns intent on killing President Trump and other administration officials. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Onion's plan to transform Alex Jones' InfoWars platforms into parody sites. Limbo again. New legal filings by Jones led a Texas appeals court to pause a proposed deal. It would give the satirical news outlet control over InfoWars as it faces liquidation. More details, SRNNews.com.